Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I wanna eat it so good till you taste like happiness. My man said, I want to eat it till you taste like happiness. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's not the get down, but it's let's talk about it. Well, we do date night differently. I know. It's not Saturday night. It's not Friday. But we're going to change it up a little bit just for tonight. I hope that's all right with everybody. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours? The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Or if you're already here and you'd like to weigh in on tonight's discussion, please press 1. Let's talk about it. Let me give you guys a disclaimer for tonight's topic. Some of you may get triggered by the topic of tonight. So if it's a trigger for you, by all means, please govern yourself accordingly. But tonight's topic, is there such a thing as an unforgivable act when you're in love with someone? Meaning you are head over heels in love with this person. But what is that one thing for you that you simply cannot forgive if they did it to you? Let's talk about it. Before I weigh in, let me do this piece, which is something a little different for me. The title of this piece is called Soft Desire. Before I bite your apple to taste your cherry and watch the juice drip from your peach, allow me to touch your melons while you lick my grapes. Taste my pineapple-flavored seeds as I consume the juice from your strawberry. Delight myself in your pear tree juice. Nibble on your honeydew till you ooze like the juice from an orange while my thumb is in your plum. Thinking, damn, this berry is so sweet. The nutrients of your pomegranate has me thinking some blueberries type of shit. I mean, can I water your melon till she screams apricot? And the way that nectarine peeks at me through your panties makes my banana ripen. The thought of you tasting like mangoes, never sour like grapefruit or bitter like lemons, but just delicious like blackberries. Let's make a fruit salad without raspberries. All this deliciousness, heavenly like guavas. Baby, I just can't wait to eat you. And that's that piece. Now, what is that one act that is totally unforgivable in a relationship? I have seven. And I will give you one, but as each of you touch on yours, I'll let you know if it's one of my seven. The first one would have to be cheating with no remorse. Cheating with no remorse. That is like the absolute worst. It's the worst. Because it becomes a repeated behavior that you would do over and over and over again because you don't feel bad about it. And for me, that is an absolute no-no. I cannot tolerate it. My past has shown me that I truly don't forgive when that is done. You know, some people say, oh, you got to forgive and forget. No. That's the one thing that I absolutely just cannot forgive. As far as I'm concerned, it is almost impossible to come back to have a relationship repaired from that, because that destroys the trust. And once the trust is gone, it's kind of, it's really, really difficult to get that back. So, what say you? Let's talk about it. You know, I'm no relationship expert. I've just been in enough relationships to talk about it. But now I'd love to hear you talk about it. So, let's open up these mics. Before I go on, y'all keep my brother J-Rob in prayers. He should return next week. The Get Down should be back in full swing next week. I'll keep my brother in your prayers. Let's open up this first mic, too. One half of the Love Zone hosts and the host of Express Your Vibe, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP. How you doing, darling? Ms. VIP, are you muted?
I am. Hello, Van. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Now, this
good.
Subject here is touchy.
It is, man. It is. It is. And I just, you know, I just figured tonight we'd do something a little thought-provoking to see where everyone is, you know, to see how you really feel about this kind of thing, and to have an open dialogue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me, Ms. VIP, you are head over heels in love with this person. This person, in your eyesight, this person can do no wrong, but there's this one thing, this one thing. What is that for you that would make you be like, nah, I cannot forgive you for this?
Well, let's put it this way. Being that I was married before, you know, how we do, Van, we were down the road twice. But my thing is cheating. My first husband, his first wife, they were only married a year and a half. Then it came to me, we were married almost 10 years. And all of a sudden, we start finding stuff, you know. Whose is this? Not mine. Where's this? Why do you have a hotel receipt? You know what I'm saying? And these things start coming. And then I'm thinking, I'm going to sit here and lie and deny. You know what I mean? So
wow.
I'm like, mm-mm. So my thing is, I'm okay. Bye. I'm okay. And I think when it all boils down to, like, love, I wasn't in love with him. I don't think I was in love, period. But I did love him, though.
Right, right.
The thing was that, you know, it's always, you know, we're the last ones to know. People know all left and right, and they're not saying anything, and then you start finding stuff, you start noticing stuff is out awry and, like, not necessarily in order, and you question it, and then there you go. And then I think another thing is deception, okay? I was victim to someone who was living a double life.
Ooh,
maybe not as you. Maybe not as you might. It's not maybe like you. Everybody thinks it is. But it's. I don't know. Maybe you're seeing my piece. I hope I got this piece right tonight.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's open mic, but. Let's just go ahead and let's just get into it. The mic is yours.
Okay, hold on. See, the man had to go. No ill will. I was the last to know. For you, I no longer feel. I feel like I realize anyone can fall out of love. Karma came swift. I exhaled. My spirit did finally lift. Second, double life. Ex-girlfriend acting up, not stopping the violent rage by her so-called boyfriend. Death threats towards me was something I couldn't forgive. I loved my husband, married him in name.
He couldn't see through his ex's game, picking up his daughter, his ex opening the door, naked under a nightshirt. Him going in seemed, in my mind, she was trying to flirt. Caseworker, criminal. Did I miss the subliminal signs? The drug use? Beating his son up like it was child abuse when he got out of line? Things changed. Lives rearranged. He did time in the clink, and it gave him time to think. And I carried us all for a year until he was finally hired. And frankly, I began to get tired. Borrowing $10,000, unbeknownst to me, left me wanting to leave. I called it a ball breaker, and it turned into a heartbreaker. I never saw a dime. Damn. Once again, a mistake repeated. I wasn't in love. Yet I loved, but it was over. No more next time. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about right there. That was a phenomenal piece of ink, Mr. VIP. Ooh. And you definitely did talk about it. It's you.
And you just don't do these things. And then I'm finding out, like, you did what? You borrowed that? What? Well, where are we going? What are we doing? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, it seemed like within weeks, maybe 2 weeks, it was gone. I'm thinking, what?
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's something. That'll never happen again.
Right. I know that's right. I know
like
that's
you,
right.
And like you, former twin, I said former, it's going to take someone extraordinary, for me to just be in that man's arms and stay there. Okay?
I know that's right. I know that's right. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's someone extraordinary out there. For everybody, because I dare not think that we were meant to be alone. It's just the pains that we suffer along the way, you know, and then you'd be like, whew, it becomes extremely hard for that person who just might be that right person, but you've been through so much trauma that it's like fighting tooth and nail for that person to get in. It's just this.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I try not to carry the baggage into someone, like the next someone, if there will be a next someone, which I want that someone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to punish him for what happened to me. It's just that I'm going to be a better person, and I'm going in with now my eyes wide open. And you know, the first go-around, I was a little naive, and then the second time, I was like, well, damn, am I naive again? So a lot of things I didn't see. And so now, I don't think anything's going to get past me ever again.
I know that's right. That's what I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, before I send you on over to the VIP lounge, can you let everybody know what's going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Absolutely. Next Wednesday, my diva, my salty diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the Love Zone. And that's at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And y'all come through, because we always have fun. And there's times where we go left, but, you know, it's all good. And then next Friday, I will be hosting Express Your Vibe. And that's open mic. Anybody who wants to just come in and be themselves. All right? And everything's in advance.
All right. Cannot wait. All right, going over to the VIP lounge. You'll have company soon. I know it's Thursday night, y'all. I know it's Thursday night. However, that ain't going to stop the champagne. Everybody deserves a little champagne.
All right now. Yes.
And the Italian champagne that I got the last time was so good, I reordered it. So go over there, drink up, and have yourself a good time.
you. I will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP on her way to the VIP lounge to indulge in some bubbly. And we're going to keep this party going. We're going to go to the other half of the love zone and one half of Poetic Therapy and one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe. We've got La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Sheesh.
You
talk
you
about
doing?
A trigger warning. I'm lying. Let me tell you where. Can I speak on that piece you did?
Sure, absolutely. By all means.
Yo. you could have did that on a love song, but it's all good.
I'll save it for next week, too. I'll bring that one next week, too. It's okay. It's all right.
Yo, that was hot. That was really, really hot. It kind of, like, made me raise my eyebrows. I'm like, what? This is supposed to be about
thank you.
Forgiving. Oh, my God. But it's
you.
All good.
Thank
it's all good. Yeah. But
I mean, you know, sometimes when we write poetry, right, we always want to have it rhyming. And every now and again, I get in these moods where I just want to take an element and write around that element and forget about rhyme schemes. Just make it poetry. So, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I forgive the fruit that made me write it. How's that?
Okay. Hey. I bet you threw it out like you did. You know what? It's ironic that you talk about rhyming a piece. You know, my pieces never rhyme, but the one I wrote tonight definitely rhymes. But you're talking about triggering this topic and writing that piece tonight. And I waited until the very, very last minute to write something. It's very, very touchy topic. That's a very sensitive.
Well, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. La Pearl La Negra.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got this. You got this man. You got this man. And ooh, this man is just it. He is your all in all. He is your everything. But he does that one thing that you cannot forgive him for. I mean, absolutely no way. Just no way. What is that one thing for you?
Honestly, he's done so much dirt. But I am the kind of person, I never forget. I never forget. I am mine like a damn elephant. But I do forgive. It's him that didn't forgive me. It was almost unforgivable when he purposely set out to do what he did. When somebody purposely sets out to hurt you, damage to you, and to sit back and revel in what could almost be your demise, that's damn near unforgivable. What he did to me, I almost murdered that fool.
So,
but,
will we classify that as emotional abuse?
Yeah, emotional abuse, yeah. It could be considered as a physical abuse because when you hurt somebody like that intentionally, it breaks them down and your body follows. Your system starts to shut down and act a certain way. You can't eat. You can't function. You don't want to talk. It's hard to breathe. Man, look. Your blood pressure, everything is affected. So it could be considered physical abuse as well. I know it was for me.
Okay. Okay.
It ain't no joke. It ain't no
joke.
That,
that's definitely one of mine, emotional abuse and physical abuse. So we'll go ahead. We'll put those together. But, yeah, those two. Especially when it's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberate.
Yep.
You know, because
Because
it's one thing to inadvertently hurt someone, but intentionally hurt someone, you got to be a twisted, demented mother. Shut your mouth. Don't you say that word. You got to be demented to do that, to just want to hurt somebody. That's, oh my God. Yeah. I can see why that would be unforgivable. Because that's because that person doesn't want to see you happy. They want to see you in pain.
And you know what is a trip is because you start out and it is them that pushes you away. And when you do finally put that space in between y'all two, now you're wrong for doing that. And then they want to seek vengeance on something that they caused in the first place. And I didn't set out to hurt anybody. But, you know, it seems like the more you do forgive, the more open you are to taking them back and dealing with them again, the worse they get. It doesn't improve. It gets worse. A lot worse.
But, you know, wow. You know what's crazy is you would actually see these sides of a person when it comes to emotional and physical abuse on the opposite perspective when they're trying to get out of the relationship, but you're fighting for the relationship.
Yeah, I say that all in my piece.
I've seen that firsthand. The emotional, the physical. I've seen that firsthand. But thank you. Thank you for being and even though this was this is a triggering topic, being transparent with it, I really appreciate you for doing that. But now, because I honestly did not think that I would get threatened on a Thursday night in my own establishment by the security team. They flat out let me know. You missed a show a couple weeks, week or so ago, and we could not get Pearl Negra all to ourselves. Why? Because she had to do a show. So, I don't want to keep you from the gentlemen in the jail outfits, even though they're supposed to be protecting the place. So, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Now, y'all know I'm the queen of untitled pieces, and these I just wrote this. It has no title. All right. You said that you forgave me for leaving and lying with another. God, how I wish I listened to my mother. She told me I should stay because I'd face nothing but sorrow and regret should I go back. But I didn't take heed, and it's exactly what I got. A big old, ugly, vengeful slap. You told me you forgave me and come back home, but unknown to me, upon my return, another man's seed was growing in my womb. And though all ties were severed until the baby arrived, it wasn't enough for you. You wanted to get him to give up his rights to his child. Because I refused to tell him that, you said I couldn't have you near. Sticking with my decision kept me in a constant state of fear. You were always a man of your word, so your staying away made my stomach turn. And I put up with it, believing it was what I deserved, while all the while you were out there giving my life to her. For 3 years straight, my world was upside down until that morning you came in and shut it completely down, telling me as you showered the night of y'all together off of view, you weren't sure if it was me that you would come to choose. I said I forgive you and am willing to wait, but do not dangle me within the decision you have to make. He said give him some time. So I did what he asked. And though I forgave, his choice and his decision was her and their babe. I guess he never did forgive me. Ask that peace. Oh, Lord.
My God. My God, my God, my God. There was so much pain in this piece.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
Yeah, I could use one because I thought I was past that feeling, but that was...
Yeah, because I feel that in the piece, and I feel that in your expression of the piece. The part about wanting you to tell him to give up his rights to the child. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Yeah, he did. He was like, if you don't do that and he doesn't stay away, then we're done. After he told me he forgave me, and it wasn't that I set out to get pregnant after I left him. Just when you think your relationship is done, you know, you hook up sometimes, and that's what happened. And I'm like, come back home, and everything's okay for a little bit until you find out I'm pregnant. And he just—it's narcissistic, the shit that he told me. You know, it's like I can do what I want to do, but you can't do it. You got to do what I say. You know, man, telling me to, man. Okay, I can't.
I got you. I got you. Well, listen, on the bright side, the fellas is waiting on you because they said
Yeah.
they wanted to give you a hug, too. I mean, who am I? Who am I to stop them from embracing you? And I'm sure you'll enjoy the muscles and the bare skin. You know, but hey. Before I let you go over there to the VIP lounge, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can. Saturday night at 9, I am in Poetic Therapy with my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of Your Soul Cafe, and I am in there with... For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, essentially Johnny's who handles the event page and does a marvelous job. Y'all need to get over there and check her out. And Poetic. And Wednesday night with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Ms. B.I.T., we are in the love zone. Now, the topic is still being tossed around between us, but... y'all know how we do. I'm sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on
May.
By and get caught up in the love zone. United
May. Listen, but if y'all missed that show last night and that topic, oh, my God.
What was it? I forgot.
Listen, the topic was... Topic was... Can you have a sexual attraction for someone and not want to be in a relationship with them? Y'all, listen. If you missed that show, you better check out that playback. You can catch it on Spreaker, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, CastBox. You can check it on all those platforms. But listen here. I cannot. Epiphany Radio is not responsible for your activities after listening to that show. That's all I'm saying. That is all I am saying. Now, going over there and grab you some bubbly because the security team is waiting on you, darling.
Definitely. Did they put my bottle in the bucket of ice?
It's already chilling for you.
All right. Here it comes,
fellas. One love, one might take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one might.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Perla Negra. Whew, my goodness. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic is my brother, King Atterbury. What's up with you, King?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal, man. How you feeling, brother?
Hey, man, I'm in the zone right now, man. You know?
Hey, nothing wrong with being in the zone, man.
Yeah,
so you hear what's happening, right? You hear what's happening, right?
True indeed.
So let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it, bro. Other than myself, you're the first masculine energy to grace the mic. So to you, my good brother, you got this, honey. Who just, oh man, you is just head over heels for it, like. She's just everything, the apple of your eye. She, just it. But what's that one thing that she does to you that you just cannot forgive?
Main thing is the loyalty and the honesty. Once that fly by, it's bye-bye.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Once you come with that lying and fabrication and all that other craziness that's camouflage, and you already see it, it's bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? You got to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even if you're
bro.
A bad chick.
Mm.
But for sanity, you got to go. I mean, nah.
Yeah, bro. I feel you, because that's also on my list, y'all. I told y'all, let you know what's on my list. Constant lying. Like, I talked about this in the trust factor, just won't do. It just won't do, right? So, my brother said because it breaks down a loyalty, right? It breaks down the loyalty and then
exactly.
The honesty. Once that's gone, it's like, how do you come back from that? Like, how do you?
There is no coming back from that.
There is no coming back from that. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
you,
I've
you
watched.
Just got
I've watched.
Combo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've watched marriages,
mm-hmm.
relationships, Christian mm-hmm. marriages, Christian relationships.
Back.
Right, my own Christian marriages. Two of them. Two
right.
of them. Be non-repairable because of dishonesty.
True.
Because
man, that's how my marriage ended. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
the loyalty and honesty. You know what I'm saying? I saw it through. I had to make her admit that she was wrong. And she was like, I don't
yeah.
know what came over
yeah.
me. I said, you don't know what came over you? Like,
oh, my God.
That's what... Well, are we laughing right now? That's
man.
Exactly how I was conversating with her. And she was like, bro. All the tears coming down. I'm like, oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
You knew what she was doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that was the breaking point. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, can I talk to you? There ain't nothing to talk about. You know what I mean? Like,
what we got to talk about? I mean, it's apparent. And see, here's my thing. Here's my thing. Like, consistently lying about the same thing over and over and over again just because there's something that you want to do? Well, here, how about
right.
this? Let me remove myself from the equation so that you can do what it is that you want to do with no longer hurting. Do you? Just leave me out of it, bruh.
Right.
Bruh. Man, I could write a whole book on this stuff right here, man.
Me too. That's coming for another situation.
Right. I mean, because, you know, I was just talking to another one of my friends about this, about how men are always the ones who are perceived as wrong. We always do the wrong. But every brother that I talk to in my circle that has been through a divorce, it has not been them. And these are my friends. I know what kind
right.
of men they are. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, man,
Because then they want to cry wolf and all types of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you, Maury Povich makes us look good, man. You know how many women be on there, and they get that word, he is not the father, he is not the father, he is not the father. That one woman on there, she went through like 6-7 different men, and they weren't the father. Like, come on.
Excuse me. Yeah, those show be crazy, yo. It's like, do they do the crying, they running backstage, crying, falling
right.
out.
I'm like, come
you
on.
You already
come
knew
on.
He was the father.
You already knew. Like you knew,
but she got 5 minutes of fame though. I mean,
right, got that fame, you know. But man, loyalty and honesty, man. Once you,
where yo, that's why I'm single now. You know what I'm saying? You got to walk through the mist, all that. If I know you got loyalty and you're honest, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got no problem. The door is open. You know what I'm saying? King Atterbury.
Right. And you know, it's funny too, man, because every brother that you hear will talk about these things, and love will be at the bottom of our list.
Mm-hmm.
Love is at the bottom of our list. But if you respect me, baby girl, we're going to run this thing together.
Thanks.
Respect,
you know what I mean?
Respect is big when it comes to a man. Ladies,
mm-hmm.
let me know. Respect is big when it comes to a man.
Respect.
You lose his respect? Yeah, you might as well just move on to the next.
It's a dub.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, my brother, what piece did you bring for tonight, man? Because I know you brought something good.
Man, I laced this joint earlier, man. I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Let the show slide by without coming through. She's called Bye Bye Baby.
Mike is yours, King.
All right, no doubt. You asked me to understand, but your mind seemed distracted, performing as if you came in my life as an actress in a new role with a new soul that haven't found herself. Had to let my heart sing a song, please go find some help. Seems to me your confusion was infused with conflicting. Strange decisions based on your poor choices of living. Absentee of compassion and care, you disappeared. Do your love elsewhere, move your rear to next gear. My driving point on the GPS is less stress. I already passed God's test. Also, I wish you the best. No longer here, your hello, or see a greeting through text. I'm peaceful upon my mental rest, starting my quest. Never thought you'd be another woman, lost in a mess. When you fuck up, your luck's up, can't even recognize the best. Why should I be mindful and thoughtful? You deserve you. I'm on a good foot to continue checking out the world menu. King.
My bro. That's what I'm talking about, bro. You broke it down, man. You broke it down and you let them know. That is exactly what we're talking about, man. Dope scribe, dope ink. Man,
Thank you, bro. And you
put it all on the table in that piece too, bro. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Personal experience,
you,
man.
Yeah, man.
Too, man.
Hey, man. Listen, before I let you go, man. Before I let you go, let everybody know what you got going on.
Oh man, next Tuesday, or always on a Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we got the Poetry Corner. Everything is viral through Facebook group or YouTube. Come through, check it out. See some wonderful poets, get busy on there, and, you know, lace the stage. You know what I mean? Anybody want to come through also, too, they can hit me up, Joel Washington Atterbury on Facebook. You know? That's how it's going there. So, one love, one mic. Oh, you did?
There I go, there I go. I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul to snap my control. Such a funny thing, but every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. Music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Turns me your slave. Come and do with me all the things you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane, or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright and stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby, come here. Don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream I fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh, baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? Would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together would do the hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a release from this awful misery.
What is all this talk? Oh, problems up in me, my sweet. I am not afraid. Not anymore, not like before. Don't you understand me? Come on then, please. Pull yourself together, got to do with every stone. My heart's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet.
Oh, pretty baby. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to keep a loving safe mind. I'm so crazy about love, never knowing what love's all about. James, will you come on in, man? You can blow now if you want to.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Technical difficulties, y'all, technical difficulties. But we're back. We are back. We are back. Oh, brother, I met Brother King. Is he still here? Might have dropped. Okay. Well, we're back, y'all. Sorry for that technical difficulty, but we're back. Let's keep this party going. Next on the mic, we got our good brother, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir? Still acting up. Can y'all hear me? Somebody let me know if you can hear me.
You need you shopping out on the town. Would that make you feel your best? I'll go out of my way to make sure you have everything. I will be the one who will always be there.